Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter 25. The Lord spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai, saying, "Speak to the people of Israel, and say to them, when you come into the land that I give you, the land shall keep a Sabbath to the Lord. For 6 years you shall sow your field, and for 6 years you shall prune your vineyard and gather in its fruit. But in the seventh year there shall be a Sabbath of solemn rest for the land, a Sabbath to the Lord. You shall not sow your field or prune your vineyard. You shall not reap what grows of itself in your harvest, or gather the grapes of your unrest vine. It shall be a year of solemn rest for the land. The Sabbath of the land shall provide food for you, for yourself, and for your male and female slaves, and for your hired servant and the sojourner who lives with you, and for your cattle, and for the wild animals that are in your land, all its yield shall be for food. You shall count 7 weeks of years, 7 times 7 years, so that the time of the 7 weeks of years shall give you 49 years. And you shall sound the loud trumpet on the 10th day of the 7th month. On the Day of Atonement you shall sound the trumpet throughout all your land. And you shall consecrate the 50th year, and proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you. When each of you shall return to his property, each of you shall return to his land. That 50th year shall be a jubilee for you, in it you shall neither sow nor reap what grows of itself, nor gather the grapes from the undressed vine. For it is a jubilee, it shall be holy to you. You may eat the produce of the field. In this year of Jubilee, each of you shall return to his property. And if you make a sale to your neighbor or buy from your neighbor, you shall not wrong one another. You shall pay your neighbor according to the number of years after the Jubilee. He shall sell to you according to the number of years for crops. If the years are many, you shall increase the price. And if the years are few, you shall reduce the price. For it is the number of the crops that he is selling to you. You shall not wrong one another, but you shall fear your God, for I am the Lord your God. Therefore you shall do my statutes and keep my rules and perform them, and you will dwell in the land securely. The land will yield its fruit, and you will eat your fill and dwell in it securely. And if you say, what shall we eat in the 7th year, if we may not sow or gather in our crops? I will command my blessing on you in the 6th year, so that it will produce a crop sufficient for 3 years. When you sow in the 8th year, you will be eating some of the old crop. You shall eat the old until the 9th year, when its crop arrives. The land shall not be sold in perpetuity, for the land is mine. For you are strangers and sojourners with me. In all the country you possess, you shall allow a redemption of the land. If your brother becomes poor and sells part of his property, then his nearest redeemer shall come and redeem what his brother has sold. If a man has no one to redeem it, and then himself becomes prosperous and finds sufficient means to redeem it, let him calculate the years, since he sold it, and pay back the balance to the man to whom he sold it, and then return to his property. But if he has not sufficient means to recover it, then what he sold shall remain in the hand of the buyer until the year of Jubilee. In the Jubilee it shall be released, and he shall return to his property. If a man sells a dwelling house in a walled city, he may redeem it within a year of its sale. For a full year he shall have the right of redemption. If it is not redeemed within a full year, then the house in the walled city shall belong in perpetuity to the buyer throughout his generations. It shall not be released in the Jubilee. But the houses of the villages that have no wall around them shall be classified with the fields of the land. They may be redeemed, and they shall be released in the Jubilee. As for the cities of the Levites may redeem at any time the houses in the cities they possess. And if one of the Levites exercises his right of redemption, then the house that was sold in a city they possess shall be released in the Jubilee. For the houses in the cities of the Levites are their possession among the people of Israel. But the fields of pasture land belonging to their cities may not be sold, for that is their possession forever. If your brother becomes poor and cannot maintain himself with you, you shall support him as though he were a stranger and a sojourner. He shall live with you. Take no interest from him or profit, but fear your God, that your brother may live beside you. You shall not lend him your money at interest, nor give him your food for profit. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Give you the land of Canaan, and to be your God. If your brother becomes poor beside you and sells himself to you, you shall not make him serve as a slave. He shall be with you as a hired servant, as a sojourner. He shall serve with you until the year of the Jubilee. He shall go out from you, and his children with him, and go back to his own clan, and return to the possession of his fathers. For they are my servants, whom I brought out of the land of Egypt. They shall not be sold as slaves. You shall not rule over him ruthlessly, but shall fear your God. As for your male and female slaves, whom you may have, you may buy male and female slaves from among the nations that are around you. You may also buy from among the strangers who sojourn with you and their clans that are with you, who have been born in your land. They may be your property. You may bequeath them to your sons after you to inherit as a possession forever. You may make slaves of them. Over your brothers, the people of Israel, you shall not rule one over another ruthlessly. If a stranger or sojourner with you becomes rich, and your brother beside him becomes poor, and sells himself to the stranger or sojourner with you, or to a member of the stranger's clan, then after he is sold, he may be redeemed. One of his brothers may redeem him, or his uncle or his cousin may redeem him, or a close relative from his clan may redeem him. When he grows rich, he may redeem himself. He shall calculate with his buyer from the year when he sold himself to him until the year of Jubilee, and the price of his sale shall vary with the number of years. Time he was with his owner shall be rated as the time of a hired servant. If there are still many years left, he shall pay proportionately for his redemption some of his sale price. If there remain but a few years until the year of Jubilee, he shall calculate and pay for his redemption in proportion to his years of service. He shall treat him as a servant hired year by year. He shall not rule ruthlessly over him in your sight. And if he is not redeemed by these means, then he and his children with him shall be released in the year of Jubilee. For it is to me that the people of Israel are servants. They are my servants whom I brought out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God.
The Bible book.
People in situations and circumstances, for example, they're facing a divorce, maybe. Maybe their children are. And maybe they have a note. On their house. And right now, they don't have any money. They would do us for. I have a reason to be anxious. I have a reason. Is alive today and thrown in the furnace, because that's the way they cooked and so forth. Will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Listen, he's not just talking about stuff like this. Whatever the need is, that is, if he can meet the need of birds and flowers and all the rest, he can meet our needs. So notice what he says. He says, O you of little faith. Which says, if I'm not trusting him, I'm not believing him, then I'm doubting him, and if I'm doubting him, whatever, I have a major problem. If I'm doubting God, here's what I'm saying. I know you're powerful, I know all these other things about you, but I can't trust you for this particular situation. Let me ask you a question. What is it that exists that you cannot trust God for? See, our problem is our faith. We can't, listen, you can't judge God by what you're hurting it right now. But he says, for example, that he can, that he's going to meet our needs, and we can trust him to do it. Whatever is, whatever brings anxiety in my life, my Heavenly Father knows about it, has promised to give me the strength and the ability to survive it. This is why Peter said, he didn't say, lay it down, Jim. He said, cast your anxieties on the Lord who cares for you. Can you think of anything that he won't take care of? Notice this, for example, in this passage. He said, don't worry then, saying what we'll eat, what we'll drink. Then he says in verse 32, for the Gentiles, the lost people, unbelievers, Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. Your Heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. He knows how you got where you are. He knows your real need. And a lot of times people think they know what their need is. Only God knows our need. And what he's promising in this passage is to meet those needs no matter what the situation may be. And when he says, those who are eagerly seeking all these things, what things? Money and popularity and prestige and prominence and this and success and all that, that's not the answer to it. Because they'll seek those things, but he says your Heavenly Father knows that you need what you really need, the things that he's mentioned. Then he says in verse 33, if you'll look at it for a moment, he says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. So what does he say? If my priorities are misplaced, we're going to have a problem. If my priorities are on money or popularity or whatever it might be, getting my way in some situation, if these are my priorities, I'm going to have a problem. Because listen to what he says. He says, all these promises he's made, he said, now, you seek first, I'd say first, his kingdom and his righteousness. And what's his kingdom? That is the rule of God in our life, kingdom of God. In other words, if I'm seeking his kingdom, that really applies here. I want God in my life above everything else. Seek ye first, that's second, third, fourth, and fifth, first. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. What? I want to live a life that's characteristic of Jesus. I want to live a sanctified life. I want to live a life in which Jesus is very evident. So he says, seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness. Look at that next promise. All these things be added to you. He says, remember all these things I just talked about, birds and flowers and needs and so forth. He says, watch this. When you put the priority of your life on allowing the Lord Jesus to rule and reign in your life, he will see to it, that all these things will be added to you. And notice he said added to you. That is, he assumes full responsibility for meeting our needs when our priority is to be obedient to him, follow him, walk in his lordship in our life. So, does God meet our needs? Yes. If our needs are not being met, it's not God's fault. He says, seek ye first his kingdom, his righteousness, and all these things that we just talked about, all these things will be added to you.
The Bible Book. Thank you for listening. Amen.